Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, that reminds me. I saw another joke of a headline.
I love the way you memorize them, though.
Something about the Cup games are up 90% viewing. Keep telling yourself
that's
that.
That's cooking the books.
Keep telling yourself that.
I made it up.
We got one tonight, couple tonight, and tomorrow.
Coming up at about 1:30, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be giving you the last keyword of our show for today. I'm going to be giving you that in 10 minutes for your chance to win one of those sweet town jerseys. Butler, Green, Curry. And as a bonus, tomorrow between 11:45 and 12:15, we'll be giving away a Pat Spencer jersey. And we'd like to thank Pat Spencer for joining us today. He was terrific.
No doubt.
And we'll see what his role is on Friday.
And I'll just say this, Donnie. I love, you know, the upbringing that he had. He sounds like he's very grounded. And he hasn't let this little run, hopefully don't come to an end, go to his head. He's just, that was quality, man.
Great story.
Yeah.
Great story. 29 years old.
And his kid, his parents have multiple sons in the NBA. That's just incredible. They're like Rick Barry, all these fathers that have multiple kids in pro. Like, dude, that's the lotto of genetics.
You think?
I didn't have it.
Well, you did, but you.
I had three cracks at it.
Well, no, I thought.
What?
Well, like. Okay,
tell me, I'm right here.
Oh, I thought you and I had a fundamental difference about, like, the way we look at our
kids'
sports lives. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, when I look at myself in the mirror, I say, Matt, you got as far as you could go when you played. You really weren't any better than you ended up. You worked pretty hard, and you pretty much reached the level you could reach. I always thought when you look in the mirror, you kick yourself because you made some bad choices.
Oh, no doubt for me, but my kids didn't.
Oh, you're. I'm talking about you and me.
Little Daryl and Donovan. They had to hide.
What would you have done? What would you do differently, Goo, if you had to do it again?
I started too late in regard to dating.
No. Sport. Oh. No.
No, I'm saying in high school. Sport,
no, I meant sports wise.
Yeah, in high school.
No, I didn't. This is not about dating. It's about sports.
But I'm telling you where I went wrong. I got a taste of it, and then
you got a taste of dating.
No, of life, if you get my drift, and I lost my focus on going to practice and sports, and I messed myself up. But during that time, I had major talent, height.
But do you blame it on the opposite sex?
Yeah, I regret. I look in there, I brush my teeth every day with regret. I should be in one of the leagues,
yeah.
Receiver.
Well, you wouldn't be anymore, right? I mean, you'd be. you'd be enjoying a post-professional career.
Yeah.
And probably doing the same thing you're doing now. You would have played 15 years in the pros.
Why am I feeling down, dude? It's just,
I don't know. You would have played 15 years.
Let's move on. Evan,
why?
Your boy had talent. I believe you believe that.
I believe you had talent.
I was hard-headed.
Gosh.
And then my daughter could have got a volleyball scholarship.
Oh.
And she wanted to go to HBCU.
Sweet. Did they not have?
No. So that meant you weren't going to play, but she didn't love it. That hurt. But that's her life, and I love her for it. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. It does sound like you have a lot of regret.
From a personal standpoint.
Well, it sounds like you.
Dude, I got
sounds
a
like
boy.
You feel like there's a lot of things you'd like to take
yeah,
back.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes. Hey, play it again. But you seem like you're really at peace. That little line that you were, it sounds like you look yourself in the mirror like, I got everything out of the ketchup bottle.
If you would have been in here last Friday, you would have heard me.
What did I miss?
Dylan heard me say it, I believe. I looked at Evan. Evan was coming in and, you know, the young group, the young set, I get it. There's a lot of angst. You know, it's uncertain times. I understand the young people that has, you know, that have angst about what lies ahead.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of empathy for that. And I'm just telling you right now where I'm at in my life, I'm at peace.
That is incredible.
I'm at peace with where I'm at.
All right, before we move on, I just got to read this text that I think you and Evan will appreciate. Maybe the person that Goo wants most to come out of retirement is Goo. If that don't say it all, let's move on. Vern, you got me thinking, man. I'm down. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Well, you can't get it back.
No, you're right. So, you're right. But maybe that's why I watch so much, because I just think about what if.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm...
Or still playing it this day, risking injury.
Here's where the part of me that many people don't see, but Guru, you're doing fine. Like, where you're at right now, you shouldn't want to change places with anybody. What you've got, you can't put a price on. You've got a great family. You've got a good job. You've got support here in the office and outside. You've got a Cadillac. I mean, there's nothing.
Hey, I feel better,
you're
bro.
You're doing well, too. We've all got a lot to be thankful for.
Oh, man.
So, you know, let's go to Roy in San Leandro.
This is our guy.
Hey, Roy, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I'm so glad to hear from you. I love the conversation.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I wanted to say, Matt, I kind of have to go along with Guru this time, man, because, you know, this stuff with Cal Raleigh should have been the most valuable player. I don't care nothing about that New York stuff, man, that hype. The Yankees been doing that for years and years. Yeah, and you see, they didn't go, even though the Mariners didn't go. Cal Raleigh, and look what it takes to be a big league back catcher. Come
man.
On now.
Man, we're all, man, in agreement.
You know, and so what I'm saying, and by the way, you know, I'm so grateful that Jeff Kent, you know, got in the hall. I mean, and he's going as a Giant because he learned from Dusty Baker and Barry Bonds, even though they didn't get along that well. But he said toward the end of the last 2 years of his contract, he said he started seeing a different part of Barry that he had never seen. But Ellis Burks and Marquise Grissom both admitted that they didn't think Barry took that stuff because they said his workouts was too rigorous. I mean, they said Barry was training in December and January. And even that Victor Conti guy said that he took a supplement, but he said he didn't think that it was steroids. Now, this stuff with Clemens is a whole different ball game, though.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
And I think about Dave Ortiz. Yeah. He's dirty,
thanks,
too,
Roy.
When he's in. So,
by the way, and don't say – here's when you have a tendency to say yes, even though you might not be sure. Do we know for a fact Kent's going in as a Giant?
That I don't know.
So I went to college with this guy who's a huge Mets fan and worked in the Mets media. And I went on to Facebook the other day, and my guy Matt said, congratulations, Jeff Kent. It's about time you were recognized for being the all-time home run leader at second base. I'm just hoping you wear the Mets uniform proudly.
Wow.
Representing the team that kickstarted your career by getting rid of you so you could thrive. Like, let me look at Kent.
If I gave you three guesses without you looking, could you name all the teams he's played on, Jeff
Kent?
Okay,
I won't look.
Okay, we know the Giants.
Mets.
There's five more. There's four. Yeah, five more.
I think I can do it.
All right.
Mets.
You get three cracks at it. Nobody wants to hear it. Yeah. Three.
Mets.
Cha-ching.
Giants.
Cha-ching.
Dodgers.
Cha-ching.
Astros.
Cha-ching.
Rangers.
So you got two more chances.
Okay. Oh, Toronto.
Bam! There's one more team. I'm impressed. One more team, partner.
Boy, everybody ends up on the A's
at
some
point. American League team.
Don't.
1996.
Did he play for the Red Sox?
No.
I'm out.
Cleveland Guardians. Oh. But then we know what they were then. Okay. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, let me see how many years he played
How'd
for each
pull
team.
How'd you Toronto out?
I remember Toronto.
That shocked me.
So Jeff Kent played for the Giants for 6 years, the Mets for five, the Dodgers for four, the Astros for two, Toronto for one.
Man.
So he obviously had his most productive years with the Giants.
And Roy's one of our favorites.
I love Roy. Roy's got
civility.
Was
he saying Barry didn't do the stuff?
Whatever Roy said was fine.
Right.
That's what.
But if you read the Game of Shadows, the book,
I didn't. What's it about?
No, I'm just saying Barry's figure changed, and I love me some Barry Bonds, my favorite player of all time.
You didn't have to read the book to see that.
I was just telling Roy, his hat size changed.
Yes,
Barry's
it did.
Barry's my guy.
There was one other.
Oh.
You know,
we love you, Roy, and I love me some Barry.
Oh, we were talking about untouchables. Who do you think's, like, if I said who's the most untouchable Niner, who would you say? Because I can tell you who I would say. I would actually
Juwan Jennings. No. That is, pay me or trade me.
To me, if you had to make a list of the most untouchable players on the Niners, it would have to start with Kittle.
Okay,
like I'm mad at that. Just because he's been here his whole career. I mean, McCaffrey's probably more. Like, McCaffrey is more touchable than Kittle. Like, he's the one 49er, and then...
More than Fred?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Before the injuries, it was probably a tie. And now because of the injuries, yeah. I'm saying George Kittle.
How far is Brock on your list?
Who?
Brock.
Well, I think...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're saying a lot without saying anything.
I think to me, Kittle's more untouchable, yeah. And McCaffrey would be more untouchable because they've been good this year with McCaffrey and they weren't good without him last year and they were good with him the year before. So to me, you've proven that you can win some games with McCaffrey and Mac Jones. Have you proven you can win games with Brock Purdy and no Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, gotcha. Now, I do want to say this to you. It's kind of on the fly. But you were just, we started the show with the state of the NFC. How far do you really realistically think these Niners can get in regard to seeding before the playoff? Because I have on my bingo card, and Niner fans, don't come for me, a scenario to where you drop three games after the Tennessee game, you're not in. So that's why I told you and everybody else that would listen, the playoffs have already started. But Steiny, you didn't mention Seattle. You're out on Seattle?
What do you mean?
Earlier today, you were like, no. You know, the Rams are nothing.
I never said the Rams are nothing.
No, you said there's not a lot of, you know, top-tier teams, but you did mention Seattle, who took care of business this past weekend against Atlanta.
What I said was
he threw four interceptions against the Rams. That's what you said.
Stafford has had a horrible game. Darnold has had a terrible game. Purdy threw three picks in the first half.
Like, it happens.
Exactly. So when I'm looking at the NFC now, I think it's less than I thought it was. And so that's why I give the 49ers more of a chance. I'm more interested in let me look at the standings. Where's Dallas right now?
They are currently 10th behind Carolina, who owns the tiebreaker.
Well, Carolina.
And behind Detroit, who owns the tiebreaker on them. So Chicago, man, they need a lot of help unless the Eagles get back to playing right.
So if the 49ers finish with 10 wins, then the Cowboys are going to have to go 4-0.
And that would mean the Niners went 1-3.
Right.
So that ain't just a Dallas problem as far as from San Francisco's vantage point. Detroit, Chicago, and even Carolina could catch you if you're opening the door for everybody if the Niners were to go 1-3.
No doubt. I mean, I think they'll make the playoffs at 1-3, but they'll probably be a 7
seed. I don't. I mean, I'm just asking you, I was like, what part of don't you understand? Like, if Detroit goes, they win three games, they go, I got it, 3-1, they got 11.
Well, what if
Chicago goes 2-2, they got 11.
Well, what if the 49ers' one win is against the Bears?
No. Wow.
Then that means the Bears would have to go, they'd have to win two of
three other games. Well, the Niners would have 11 then, because they're going to beat Tennessee, that would be 10, and then Chicago.
Call me crazy.
Let's
wait until they beat Tennessee.
All right, I got you.
Until we say they're 10-4, but I'm with you. So we got Eagles in one, let's just hypothetically
win the division. Yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. I mean, the Niners got to keep winning a couple games, but.
And I don't know what's going on with Tampa Bay. I know they're injured, but they're 7-6 holding on anything thin.
I mean, the bottom line is if the NFC South ends up with two teams, well, then the Cowboys didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
or if the Niners were to somehow get planted, but I don't think they could. No, the 49ers could finish 9-8.
It looks like the best team in the football, you know which division that is, right? The best division in football, the Niners, NFC West. They're about to basically have three playoff teams to me.
What? You know who else may have three playoff teams? Don't count them out yet. AFC South.
That would be Jacksonville, Indy. Okay. But Indy might not make it.
Yeah, but if they
got Rivers. You don't like that. I love every bit of it.
He hasn't played in 5 years, I'm a little skeptical. Does that make me a hater?
Can you remember any other comp for a Phillip Rivers? I asked you and Evan. NBA, Major League, the NFL. Who took some time off and then came back like this long?
there is somebody.
Apparently, they're in the high school
Flacco
that Philip Rivers was working at. They're running the same system as the Colts.
Dude, come
so
on. But Flacco's a great
fine.
Call. Look at Flacco. I'm just saying. He ain't coming back to be a punching bag.
You know what always intrigues me is when, you know, NFL season's 4 or 5 months, there's a team that everybody was laughing at. He's fired. He won last the year. They're in the playoff hunt, the Miami Dolphins.
I did see them at 6-7.
Miami Dolphins are 6-7.
Mike McDaniel.
Don't you dare let them get into the
postseason.
I thought
they would have just quit on them. Hmm. Where are they now? 11th. Yeah, it's a long shot.
Still, though. Like, everybody thought they were going to go 4-13.
Well, they play Pittsburgh this week.
Hopefully, they'll beat them. And then Tomlin will get another job with a line wrapped around the corner.
That noise died down quick, huh? Win in Baltimore.
Okay, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It is your final opportunity in our show to qualify for the town jerseys. And the keyword is ref, R-E-F. Text the keyword REF, R-E-F, to 20357. That's REF, R-E-F, to 20357. And that gives you a chance to win one of the three town jerseys right now. Once an hour, every hour, now through Wednesday, you qualify. So every hour gives you multiple chances to win. And also tomorrow, you got a shot to win a Pat Spencer jersey. Let's go to Ricky in Pleasanton. Huh. Now this is going to be. This may get me upset.
What's
but
up,
go ahead,
Ricky?
Yes, I don't know why you guys are so negative on Niners. They are 9-4.
Mm-hmm.
The earliest they could do is at least 11-6.
Mm.
So why are you talking about 9-8 or 10-7? I don't get it.
Well, we like to allow for every possible scenario, and if they lose 4 in a row, they'd go 9-8. I think we also allowed for 13.
Yeah, but why would they lose 4 in a row? They're playing against 2-11 teams.
Well, you can't any given Sunday, Ricky. Also, we're allowing for the fact that they could go 13-4, too.
You are not allowing that. You are just being too negative.
Oh, I don't think so. Not on this show.
Yeah, be positive, man. We are Niners people.
Oh. Thanks, Ricky. Appreciate the call.
Ricky.
No. That's going too far.
He didn't hear the whole show. Ricky didn't hear the whole show.
You know what? I didn't have enough energy.
I sure did.
See, you can tell it's getting late in the show.
I'm losing it.
I am too, Jan, because I could have sworn today I said, hey, expectations for the Niners.
He didn't hear that part. We get it. You were at that, the thing they do for radio, where they tell you everybody doesn't listen to all 4 hours. Some people get in at different times.
Yeah.
I get Ricky.
Perhaps.
No, I get it too.
I'm that man.
All right. What do we got here? Oh, 137. We got the crossover coming up next. And Pat Spencer's jersey giveaway tomorrow. I give it away all of it. And I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm nervous.
What? Now what? Oh.
And you laughed.
I know. Stop it.
Yeah. You did laugh.
Don't. What was that?
I said I was a little nervous about disappointment, and you kind of sinister grin. You know how you do it.
No.
And you're laughing.
I
look at you.
You know what? Guru, I wish you nothing but the best at the doctor.
I appreciate it.
Not a doctor.
I hope. Do you know what's going to happen?
No, I don't.
Are you nervous?
I just told you that.
Is there a chance...
No, I'm here tomorrow. There's nothing to get out of.
Okay, just check.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
But are you going to be able to hear tomorrow?
Hopefully better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see one of these things where maybe they give it a big wash and he's got to...
No.
He's got to...
It's more than that.
Let the ear rest for a few days.
It affects performance.
Yeah, it does.
It does, it does affect performance. Right now, the Niners are sixth in the NFC.
Yeah.
They play the E.
That was Ricky who called in and said we're being negative. We've been nothing but positive. That's what gets me upset. But I didn't bark at him when I had him on the line, so I'm going to be cool.
No, I didn't either. But
I appreciate that.
With how open the
NFC.
That's right. We're talking less and less about the Niners and their injuries, and we're talking more and more about how they could actually make a run.
And if we were to bet right now, if you were at the table, the station, do they get in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course they get in.
That'd be minus 170 right now.
You know what? I wonder what it is, actually.
All you got to do is go 2-2. We're really wanting. You're going to beat Tennessee. That's 10. And then can you win one of your three remaining games against Phillip Rivers, Caleb Williams, and Darnold? Like, those aren't going to be easy. That's why I love it.
Yeah, I'm looking at their – I don't see their percentage for making the playoffs.
I was making it up. Well,
it's got to be 90.
Yeah.
It's got to be 90% to make the playoffs. I mean, they have a chance –
It's exactly 90%.
Hey.
You saw that some more?
With a win on Sunday, goes to 93.
Right. So, now, I wonder if that matters. If what that means is if they go 1-3, they have a 93% chance.
No, that thing would be lower. I don't know what it would drop to.
Well, no, I do not know the answer to this question.
See, I was trying to talk gambling with you, and Evan's right. 90% means it's for sure shot. But when you talk about the money line, that'd probably be minus 190.
Right.
Because it's so supposed to happen.
Evan. I'll go to Evan on this one.
Nah.
So, right now they have a 90% chance.
Sure.
You're saying if they win, it goes to 93.
Yes.
What I'm thinking about is, okay, then if they lose the following, it's not going to be 93. So if they lose,
it falls to 76%.
Correct. I just wanted to make a clarification that
it fluctuates.
If they go 1-3, it doesn't necessarily mean they have a 93% chance to make it.
Hell no.
No, it's their playoff percentage right now.
Mm-hmm.
And each 90%. Loss, if they were to endure a loss, Donnie, that thing would take a hit. And if they
appreciate that.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No.
It doesn't stay at 90. Of course it doesn't.
The percentage that you guys are probably most worried about, especially with the crossover coming up, would be the Chiefs.
Hey, shut up, Evan.
10%.
How would he do that?
You know why he does it? You know why?
Wow.
I know why he does it. Because you won't have to deal with it.
Wow.
You won't have to deal with it.
That cut.
I got to deal with them.
That cut.
All right.
And if they lose, they're eliminated.
They had that game. I'm just telling you.
Plus. All right, Willard and Dibs on the other side. And that segment was brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, Now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.